KAHKEWISTAHAW, with projects such as Lakeside at Round Lake, Kakawistaha Landing in Saskatoon, and Mamawi Landing in Yorkton, there are big economic development plans underway by Kakawistaha First Nation, and a lot on the plate for the Kakawistaha Economic Management Corporation. We truly are planning for 7 generations ahead, said Kakawistaha Chief Evan Tapotot. Left. Over the next 5 years, the Lakeside project at Round Lake will include many exciting amenities. Right. Plans for Kakawistaha Landing in Saskatoon include retail space for lease, a hotel, and hockey arenas. The leadership team that I sit with, the counselors that I'm blessed to work with every day, we understand and we respect treaty and what it's supposed to give to our people, but at the end of the day, treaty gives the bare minimum, and that's what it was designed to do, Chief Tapotot explained. We're not going to sit over here on Kakawistaha, feel sorry for ourselves and try and make people honor treaty at a greater extent. We can sit there and twiddle our thumbs, or we could just do something about it. We decided to do something about it in 2017, and ever since then, KEMC has been basically the economic planning force behind everything. And we made some pretty good plans. A recent boost to the KEMC came along with Kakawistaha's portion of the agriculture benefits claim, more popularly known as cows and plows, totaling $133.6 million. Some $10 million was earmarked for KEMC projects. We want to give them money because at the end of the day, that $9 or $10 million is going to become $100 million, it's going to become $200 million, Chief Tapotot said. We were happy with the plan that we laid out. Everybody got a bit of money. Investing in economic planning is also an investment in people, according to Chief Tapotot. That's forward thinking. That's ensuring that the people of Kakawistaha always have opportunity. No matter who the chief and council are, no matter who the program managers are or the trustees are, our people are always going to have opportunity, and not be solely dependent on the government of Canada. Lakeside Project Bird's Point at Round Lake has always been a special place for many people, with fond memories of gatherings at the scenic spot. Even the guests who have played at Bird's Point, and it is a popular spot for weddings, cabarets, and Christmas parties held there. When it flooded about 10 to 15 years ago, obviously it left a void in the community because it was wrecked, Chief Tapotot said. We want to get back to where we can host social events there, the people want that, and they appreciated it, they used it. The plans for Kakawistaha began in the fall of 2019 with the purchase of Billy's Pub and Restaurant at Bird's Point Resort Village. Renamed the Lakeside Grill and Tavern, there's now a new general manager at the restaurant. His name is Troy Miller, Chief Tapotot confirmed. He's been in the restaurant and bar business for 20 years, so he's now down there trying to make changes. Short-term renovations to Lakeside Grill and Tavern include moving the VLTs, putting in a stage, and swapping out the booths for standalone tables. Chief Tapotot estimates it will take about 5 years to fully develop plans for the Lakeside project, with plans for a gas station, golf course, then rental cabins and a 100 to 200 site campground. Timing is essential right now, though, as uncertainty remains in material costs. These tariffs from the states have obviously affected business in every which way, Chief Tapotot said. You have to take into consideration, is the juice worth the squeeze right now? Or do we have to change the plans? Later phase planning includes a drive-in theater and waterslide park, all items to further bolster continued economic growth. When you have all those different things, the drive-in theater, water slides, golf courses, they all go hand in hand, and at the end of the day, if my First Nation can make money off it, we're in the money-making business, and we want to ensure we capitalize on that geographically. As each phase of the Lakeside project comes to fruition, more jobs will also be created for the region. Round Lake is such a cool area, says Tapotot. It's far enough away from the city, and it's unique in its own little way. The people we have around Round Lake are good, honest, hardworking Saskatchewan people, and we want to make sure that we provide a product that they'll enjoy, but also that's just right for the area and right for Round Lake. Kakawistaha Landing for many years, land near the John Diefenbaker International Airport in Saskatoon sat empty. That all changed in 2017 when KFN purchased 60 acres of undeveloped land, a way to position the First Nation geographically. We saw this land in Saskatoon, and we said, Why isn't anyone buying this land? And it was because there was no infrastructure on the land, says Chief Tapotot. Obviously, it was going to cost a bit of dollars to put infrastructure in. Thanks to some timely federal government infrastructure grants, work began on the property with the Kakawistaha Gas and Convenience Store and Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations head office opening their doors by late 2022. That piece of land in Saskatoon is going to be the indigenous hub of Saskatchewan in the next 5 years, Chief Tapotot predicts, listing future builds that include a hotel and convention center, hockey rinks, and retail space for lease. We're entering into phase two right now. We're finishing up the Mamawi Business Center, which IGR, the Indigenous Gaming Regulators, they're the main tenant on the first floor. Four commercial rental units are also set to be ready this year, plus the ongoing search for an anchor tenant. Adding a more Saskatoon perspective to the project is former City Mayor Charlie Clark, who sits on the KEMC Board of Directors, of which Chief Tapotot is chair. Charlie has given us that inside look at what does Saskatoon really need. What does it want? So we did that strategically, Chief Tapotot said. Charlie's a non-Indigenous man that just understands reconciliation, lives and breathes it every day, and we're glad that he's on board. Given Clark's background on City Council, then as mayor, his insight is very important to the Kakawistaha Landing project. He's helping us not only build Kakawistaha Landing so that it becomes economically viable, but he's helping us build a better Saskatoon, Chief Tapotot said. We're really pleased and honored to have him on our board. Mamawi Landing in Yorkton, the province's third First Nations urban reserve can be found, Mamawi Landing. It's home to KFN's first foray into a gas and convenience store, plus the KEMC-owned Panipa Hotels operates the Home Inn and Suites Yorkton, and Painted Hand Casino is on the Mamawi Landing property. We recently built the Yellow Thunderbird Lodge, which is the Child and Family Services wing of Yorkton Tribal Council, Chief Tapotot said. You'll see it right beside the hotel. It's a brand new build that they opened up last fall, and we have a lot of cars and traffic going into that area. Hopefully they're staying at our hotel inn and suites, and hopefully they're gassing up at our gas station. The Yorkton amenities have turned a profit for KFN and are certainly a draw for the city. We're blessed to have that, and it makes us a bit of money, Chief Tapotot said. The casino is a driver for the city of Yorkton, and we're happy to be part of it.